You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Cashman. It's going to be joined by Dick Cagle, the Royals beat reporter for MLB.com. And, you know, every great story in baseball and sports in general kind of needs those seminal moments or seminal moments. And the Royals just might have had theirs Tuesday night with a bloop and a blast late to beat the Twins, and Alex Gordon with a walk-off home run on a night that had looked lost. And it just kind of sums up, I guess, the way things have been going for the Royals and generally these last few weeks. Let's bring in DK to talk about that. Dick, that was obviously a special moment and by a guy who's really been a special player for the Royals and Gordon. What was your take on how that night played out, and did it kind of feel like one of those moments you remember if we get to late September and the Royals are still on top?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, you kind of had a feeling that maybe something was going to happen, Anthony, because they'd gone – this was the third straight game in which they'd gone virtually with very little hitting. And very unlike the Royals been lately, they really came on with the offense. You know, the pitching had been so good all year, and the defense was terrific, and the base running was good, and everything was going well except for the offense. And then the offense came around, of course, during that long hot streak they had. And all of a sudden, you know, in the last game in Texas, they scored one run. The Yankees came into town for that makeup game. They scored one run. And they go along with the Twins, and they can't score anything. And you get to the ninth inning, and you look around, and they've got, maybe three hits, and golly, what's going on? But somehow you kind of had a feeling maybe something was going to happen. And I remember after the game last night, I was talking to Danny Duffy, who pitched, and he was in the training room with Kyle Turner, one of the trainers, Kyle said, how about a bloop and a blast, you know, like you said. And sure enough, Escobar bloops one in the center field, and then Alex Gordon comes up, takes a pitch, and then boom. And the ball barely made it over the right field wall, but it was one of those moments when, wow, you know, all of a sudden things come to life there, and players go wild, the stadium goes wild, and you know, you feel like okay, now they're back with it. They had a little downtime here, and now things are going again, and on we go to September.
You try to get in the head of Royals fans, and I mean, a quarter century of just, you know, difficult times and kind of the rug pulled out from under you at various times, or the old, you know, Charlie Brown with Lucy holding the football and yanking away at the last minute. They've had a lot of those moments over the years. So I'm sure there's some trauma involved with getting on board with this team. But boy, Dick, I mean, so many things have bounced their way these last few weeks. And then you look at what's gone on in Detroit. It was interesting, you know, that win the Royals had Tuesday night was coupled with the news out of Detroit that Anibal Sanchez is probably not expected back before the end of the year. It just seems like that's the way that this month has gone for the Tigers. As good as it's gone for the Royals, it's gone that bad for the Tigers. What's your sense of the fans kind of buying into things at this point? Are they still a little nervous, a little on edge, or what's the feeling there?
Well, I think the city's getting into it. You know, the fan base has been there throughout this whole procedure of kind of coming back to life, and you know, so they have some. They had a tremendously big crowd in that Yankees makeup game on Monday night, and I think that the fans are kind of slowly getting into it. You know, I think they're going to start coming out in real droves as we get into September and we. Go down the path toward October. That's what happened last year when the Royals made that little run for the wild card. All of a sudden, people say, hey, you know, this is really going to happen. This could really take place. And then they start coming out and they get into it. And I think the city is really talking about the Royals now, and they're really going to really buy into it as we turn the corner here into September.
Obviously, you know, the big home run we talked about was off the bat of Alex Gordon, and you know, he made some comments in the last week that were interesting regarding his option, and it's looking way ahead, but it's a player option for 2016. It's about $13 million, which, you know, for him might be a discount the way things are trending, especially the way things are trending in the industry with contracts. So that was interesting, but does that just kind of speak to the ownership he's taken here in Kansas City of being a part of this club and really being a leader on this club? Is that, I'm sure a lot of that goes into that thought process as well.
Oh, sure. And I think Alex Gordon is the kind of guy who would really like to spend his entire career in Kansas City. He's become part of the fabric of this team and of this community. And Alex is a real solid guy, and you've heard all the stories about how hard he works. I mean, the guy is just phenomenal. The amount of work he puts in to keeping himself in shape and ready to go. And I think when it comes down to it, he would like to stay his entire career here, as George Brett and a few others have over the years. But I think that could very well happen. But like you say, it's a couple of years down the road. And,
right.
Perhaps they can work out something as we go along here.
Yeah. DK, one last thing before we let you go. In the bullpen, and we talked about this recently, just the use of Wade Davis and Greg Holland and Kelvin Herrera, you know, that's something that's going to have to be monitored down the stretch. And Jason Frazier has really pitched well for them since coming over from the Rangers. And is he a guy who could see more and more opportunities as the next few weeks go along here?
Yeah, Frazier's been a very valuable guy. He's a one inning guy, but he can come in. He throws strikes, and he's become very dependable for him. They've got that big three in Kelvin Herrera and Wade Davis and Greg Holland. Those three guys have just been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, as Ned said the other day, there are some teams that have maybe two guys like that, but you can't think of another team that has three back-end guys like that just night after night after night can be depended on like they can.
Yeah, it's such a special asset. I mean, you look at something like relief ERA, like team relief ERA, and the Royals are more like a middle-of-the-pack team in the American League, but when you're so dominant with those three guys in seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, that is beyond valuable. That for my money, it makes them probably the most dangerous bullpen in the game. But yeah, you certainly it would be nice to see Frazier maybe take some of the burden off those guys down the stretch. So I want to thank Dick Cagle for joining us. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Anthony Cashman. This has been MLB.com Extras Kansas City Royals Edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.